Hey, y'all, have we got a show for you. Jim Mills is with me, and we're going to be talking about Fortuniana grafted roses. Now, Jim is a consultant rosarian, a master rosarian, and a master gardener. He has owned and operated K&M Nursery in Bucatuna, Mississippi, with his wife Daisy for almost 30 years. Now, they've received many awards over the years, including the Bronze Honor Medal from the Mobile Rose Society and the Silver Medal of Honor from the Gulf District of the American Rose Society. Now, Jim and Daisy have a garden of about 1,000 rose bushes, and they grow and evaluate different varieties that are rooted on Fortuniana. This is a conversation that you don't want to miss. Stay with us. The Rose Chat Podcast starts now.
It's time for the Rose Chat Podcast, a podcast dedicated to celebrating the world's most beloved flower, the rose. Join award-winning gardeners Chris Van Cleef and Teresa Byington as they chat with rose lovers and experts from around the globe. With each episode, you'll gain valuable knowledge and insights to achieve the rose garden you've always dreamed of. Listen now as we explore the world of roses.
Hey y'all, it's Chris Van Cleef. I'm the creator of the Rose Chat Podcast. For me, growing roses has become a passion. My membership in the American Rose Society has helped me to create the rose garden of my dreams, right in my own backyard. I also enjoy the camaraderie and support of a network of rose growers who are eager to share, learn, and grow together. To learn more about membership in the American Rose Society, visit their website, rose.org.
Try Haven Brand Soil Conditioners, providing generations of gardeners with a truly all-natural alternative to chemical fertilizers with their line of composted manure and alfalfa teas. Easy to brew and use on all indoor and outdoor plants. Find them online at manuretea.com.
Hey Jim, welcome to Rose Chat. Now, you're considered by many around the world as the foremost authority on growing roses grafted on Fortuniana rootstock. Tell us how this journey began.
My journey in the rose world began about 30 years ago. My wife and I exhibited roses in rose show, and Miss Daisy was very, very good at exhibiting, except when we went to a show where a gentleman by the name of Sam Renfro from Mobile was there, and Sam would always win queen of the show. Miss Daisy would come in second. Sam's roses were the most unbelievable, pretty roses I had ever seen. And I knew that he had something that nobody else in this part of the country had, because Miss Daisy was an excellent, excellent rose grower. So I befriended Sam, and I learned his secret. His secret was that he was going down into Florida, and there was a fellow there by the name of Jim Giles that was selling a rose that had a different type root system on it. The roses were extraordinary large. It was just unreal how pretty these roses were that Sam grew. And the name of this rootstock was Fortuniana. And we began to do research on it, and we found out that it was a rose that had come from China many, many, many years ago, and that it had a superior root system, that it had, it produced a better rose all the way around. And so Daisy and I, we had a little nursery here in Bucatuna, and we decided that we would learn how to do Fortuniana rootstock. We acquired some mother plants, and we began to grow a few Fortuniana cuttings, and we began to try to learn how to graft roses to this root system. We found out real quick like that it was, number one, the rootstock was very hard to propagate, and then it was also extremely hard to make the grafts take. And there was an old gentleman in our community that was my agricultural teacher when I was in school in the 50s that came to visit my father in the afternoons. And he began to teach us how to graft roses the way people grafted them many, many, many years ago. As we did research on Fortuniana rootstock, We also found out that it was resistant to nematodes. It was, the root system was so, was very, very massive. And in latter years, we actually saw tentacles that came out from the rootstock that was 8 and 9 feet tall. In fact, on my website, I have a picture of a customer of mine, a friend of mine in Bainbridge, Georgia, that brought me a rootstock that was this length this past year as we were in Thomasville. We began to work with this root system, and we began to grow these roses, and we realized that there was market value in what we were wanting to do. So we began to promote Fortuniana rootstock. And I must tell you, we were like the Maytag repairman. We were very, very, very lonesome for many years because, number one, it's such an unbelievable root system until people didn't realize how valuable the root system is if you really want to grow superior roses. We also found out that the roses could not be shipped bare root because of the massive root system. So this is one of the reasons the big companies didn't promote Fortuniana, is that it was so difficult to ship from California back to this part of the country. So this is what we began to do. And over the years, we had developed a wonderful, wonderful business. The exhibition world has changed over the years. We began to market these roses to just regular rose growers. And then we began to develop an internet business. We also go to garden shows and rose societies and promote Fortuniana rootstock. And I believe it is the answer to growing roses in the South.
Now, Jim, you mentioned a little earlier about the shipping process for roses grown on Fortuniana. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, we ship two different sizes of roses. One, we ship 1 gallon roses to California and Arizona and points out west that have very, very strict requirements on the soil. And then for our other customers, we just use regular potting soil and treat it and ship it on UPS. The reason that we do not ship the larger roses to California is because we have to use a special treated soil that meets the specifications of the Agriculture Department of these states. And so it is too expensive for us to try to grow this all the way into 2 gallon rose bushes. We also have found this. If you even get purchase it in 1 gallons, it grows so fast. If you will take it and put it in a larger container and develop a larger root system and then let it get a little age on it, It is just as good as getting big two-year-old bushes. The problem that most people make in these states that get the small plants is that they immediately put them in the ground. And the roses haven't been acclimated, and therefore it takes them a while to get started. So my suggestion to you is, if you're going to purchase roses from one of these areas, is to take them and grow them to make a little larger plants out of them before you plant them.
So, Jim, I'm curious, how does Fortuniana rootstock compare to other rootstocks like Dr. Huey?
Well, when you purchase a Dr. Huey rose bush at the nursery, you're buying at least a two-year-old plant. If we kept our plants for 2 years, they would be in 15-gallon containers. So, therefore, we sell our plants when they are about 1 year old.
Jim, we have a question from one of our listeners who's asking about growing roses rooted on Fortuniana rootstock north of what they referred to as Interstate 40, which runs east to west in really the south central part of the United States.
Well, we think that Fortuniana, after it's acclimated a couple of years, is basically as hardy as Dr. Huey. The problem is that when you buy a Dr. Huey plant, it is a two-year-old plant, and when you purchase our plant, it's a one-year-old plant, and the graft union has not really hardened off. So the first year, once you get the Fortuniana bushes, it's very, very important that you keep the graft union from freezing, and because it has not had a chance to harden off.
Now, Jim, the grafting process has always fascinated me. Can you tell our listeners a little bit more about how that's done?
Well, we have a rather unique grafting situation. It's something that we developed ourselves. We tried to get professional people to help us, but nobody in our part of the world had ever conquered Fritiuniana. So what we do, we have a large block of Fritiuniana rootstock roses in our garden, and we go out in the springtime and we take, or in the summertime, and we take the whips off of them, and we take these whips and we cut them up in maybe 6-8 inch pieces, and we root those for 4 weeks. After 4 weeks' time, you have a root system that has begun to develop. We take it then, and we go into our garden where we have hundreds of mother plants. We get cuttings off of them. We graft these to the rootstock. Actually, after the 4 weeks in the mist house, we take them out, and then we graft them and put them back in the mist house and keep them 2 more weeks. And then we take them out and put them in our intensive care place where we keep them from going into shock. And we grow them in there for a couple of months. And then we pot them up in 1 gallon containers and put them out in the nursery. After a couple of 3 months, it's unbelievable how the growth is with them.
Jim, here's a question from one of our listeners. They'd like to know whether or not you would custom graft a rose for them onto Fortuniana rootstock.
Yes, we do custom grafting. The only thing we're not allowed to do, rose that it still has royalty on them, when a rose is first introduced on the market for 20 years, if they patent it, it is for 20 years, and for 20 years, it cannot be reproduced unless the patent holder gives you permission. We have license. We do roses with Weeks, with Cordays, with Conard Pyle, and with most all of your amateur hybridizers. But then there are a lot of good old roses that are not in patent. If they're not in patent, we will be glad to propagate them for you. And the only fee we charge is just what we would charge for a regular rose bush that we do ourselves.
So, Jim, are there any special care needs that you have to consider when growing Fortuniana grafted roses?
Well, I use a phrase out of the Bible, to whom much is given, to whom much is chose, much is given, I believe is the way it goes. But the point I'm making is Fortuniana rootstock is a massive root system. So, therefore, it requires a lot of food. It requires a lot of water. And the more food you give it and the more water you give it, the more it will grow. If you do not give it special attention, it really and truly probably will not as produce as well as just a rose bush on some other root system, because it is a very, 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 very hungry plant, and it wants a lot of food, and it wants a lot of water.
Jim, we have a question from one of our listeners who is an exhibitor of roses in local rose shows and would like to know if there are any special spray considerations.
I am a master roseer, and I've been growing roses for over 30 years. I'm a consultant roseer, and I have learned one thing about growing roses. If a rose bush is subject to moisture for over 7 hours, it will have black spot. So I don't care what kind of rose you're growing, it will have black spot if it is not sprayed. Black spot in itself basically will not kill a rose bush. What it does, it weakens the plant to then another disease can take over and kill the rose bush. I recommend that you spray your rose bushes every 14 days with two ingredients. One is proproconazole, which is the trade name is Bannermax, or either there's a generic Honor Guard, and then diethane or manzate, which is a curative, and these two in itself, I have found, will keep roses from getting black spot.
So, Jim, are there any negatives to growing roses grafted on Fortuniana rootstock?
The only negative thing that I know about Fortuniana is that once the plant gets to be mature, if sometimes under the graft union in the rootstock, little suckers will come out. They don't even look like a regular rose bush because it is Fortuniana. We find that if you will just pull those off as soon as you see them, then you won't have any problem with them. But if you let them get large and you cut them off they'll just come right back. So anytime you have a growth that comes out below the graft union, you should immediately just pull it off.
Since these are grafted one-year plants, do you recommend that we stake them?
Yes, Fritillaria rootstock especially should be grafted because, like you say, you're buying a smaller plant, and Fritillaria rootstock to begin with has a massive root system, but it's very, very shallow. So a strong wind can blow it over and break it off at the graft. So I suggest that you get quarter-inch rebar, maybe 3 or 4 feet long, and put it down by the rows and tie it up above the graft where it cannot break over. And I would just leave this on the rose bush in its entire life.
So is there any way that you could ship these as a bare root rose?
We have tried this, and we have found out that the root system is so massive and it's so fibrous until if the root system ever dries out, it will not recover. So we just don't recommend shipping them bare root at all.
Well, Jim, I've always wanted to drive over to Bucatuna, Mississippi and visit your nursery. Tell us what I'd find there.
Well, we are a working nursery and not a show nursery. So we might ask you to get out and help us pull some weeds or or something like that. But we have our rose garden. We have, I don't know, 600, 700, 800, you know, mature plants in it. And then in our nurseries, according to the season, we have many, many thousands of rose bushes. And you're welcome to come visit. We love people. We love you to come to visit. But remember, we are a working nursery, so we need to know when you're coming. So we are open Monday through Fridays in the springtime. We're going to start opening on the weekends, but our hours during the growing season is from 7 o'clock to 3:30 in the afternoon. And please call for an appointment because we want to be able to assist you when you come.
So when is the best season of the year to visit the nursery?
But I would suggest if you want to come see pretty roses, you should either come in the fall flush or in the spring flush. The spring flush, the rose bushes are not as large, but in our fall flush, our rose bushes are usually massive. We have varieties that you will find 7,500 long stem roses on them.
Now, Jim, I hear that you actually give a discount for people who will drive over to Bucatuna and visit your nursery.
If you come to our nursery and purchase our product, we'll give you a 20% discount.
Now, Jim, I know you guys bring roses to some of the local, district, and even some national rose shows. Can you tell us where we're likely to see you?
Well, we attend all of the ARS shows in our part of the country. We also attend lawn and garden shows. We're members of MNLA. We attend their shows. We attend a lot of the shows in Louisiana and in Alabama. And we really and truly love to go to garden shows because we get a chance to talk to people and tell them about our wonderful rose bushes.
Now, Jim, do you have a favorite rose?
The last one I looked at is my favorite.
That's a good answer, Jim. Now, what would you recommend for hybrid teas? People always ask us about what our favorite hybrid teas are. What are some of yours?
Okay, hybrid teas. There's a new series of roses that I am really impressed with. They are from Cordage, from Germany. And there's about four of them that are outstanding. They're very disease resistant. In fact, they even say you don't have to spray them, but, I think you probably have to give them some kind of treatment. But these are very, very good roses. They're very floriferous, and I really am impressed with them. Plus, we do a lot of your amateur hybridizers, which these people have some of the greatest roses that you can find. We have people like Fred Wright, out of North Carolina, John Smith out of the Maryland, Eddie Edwards from down on the coast, David Clemens with his minis and mini floors, and we have other people. In fact, we're just today receiving graftwood from Chris Greenwood with his new rose, Ring of Fire. So we're going to be able to offer it next season in limited quantities on Fritillaria rootstock.
So, Jim, if people want to call in an order, when's the best time to do that?
you called and called her anytime you wish. We will take your order. We will reserve your roses, and we'll ship them whenever you want them.
Now, earlier you mentioned some special considerations for Arizona and California rose growers. What's the best time for them to place an order, and when will those ship?
We ship to California and Arizona, and basically I'd love to ship roses there in November, December, January, and February. And because it gets so hot so fast there until, you know, when they're in a side of a closed vehicle and it's 110 degrees, they don't tend to do well.
If there's one thing I've heard about you over the years, that's your commitment to your customers and to producing a quality product.
We make mistakes, but we stress one thing only, and that is quality. I have quality people that work for me, and they produce a quality product.
Well, friends, I'll tell you, I could talk all day long to Jim Mills about growing roses. I want to invite you to visit his website, kandmroses.com. There you'll find a wonderful selection of roses from hybridizers such as Fred Wright, John Smith, Eddie Edwards, the Cortez family from Germany, as well as David Austin Roses, and many, many more. That's all the time we have for this broadcast, and I thank you for listening. Be sure and join us next time. Until then, happy gardening from your friends at Rose Chat.
You've been listening to the Rose Chat Podcast with Chris Van Cleve and Teresa Byington, expert rose gardeners who want to help you achieve the rose garden of your dreams. Don't miss an episode. Listen anytime on our website at rosechatpodcast.com or listen on the go via the Rose Chat app on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Share this podcast with your social networks and join us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by using the hashtag RoseChat. Join us next time for another edition of the Rose Chat Podcast. The Rose Chat Podcast is a production of the Rose Chat Media Group, Birmingham, Alabama.